Rangers Rambles.
Hello, everybody. We are back on the air. I am with the next episode of the Furry Raiders podcast. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me once again, as always, is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Hey, everybody. It's your orange candy corn doggo.
Next up on the show, someone we haven't had in a very, very, very long time. Orion.
Hi. I'm back.
Great to have you on board. I know you've missed it. I know you've missed being on.
Yeah.
Next on the show is Reformed.
Say hello. No, that's not my name. My name is Arthur Morgan from the Dutch Vanderland Gang. And just going to let you know, I'm looking for Lenny so we can go to Tahiti and get some mangoes with Dutch.
But in all other words, hello, how are y'all doing?
I haven't had you around in a long time.
Tahiti sounds nice.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah, Tahiti is nice.
Can't sound like is Hawaii even the American Tahiti? I may never know.
Indeed.
No, Hawaii is a Hawaii.
Yeah.
A lot of volcanic activity.
Yeah. So, next on the panel, Sparky.
Hi, guys.
And last of all...
Hey, glad to have you back.
Mm-hmm. And last of all, if he can get his technical issues sorted out...
I literally had to walk into my room thanks to the internet issue.
And for a moment, I wondered why you were just basically having all these issues just in the nick of time. Anyway.
That's just luck for you.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The universe.
Yeah.
Screw the universe then.
Screw the universe. Jeez. All right.
So, before we start with the routines, I have been requested to read a little personal statement by one of our members. And we'll try and see how we can help him out in the next couple or so minutes. So, if you'd like to read along with me, I will do so right here, right now. Here we go. This one is from Red. Hey, guys. It's me, RK, Red Kabuki. And boy, it's a confusing time to be alive right now. Things are becoming more and more politicized at an ever-increasing pace. And with all these extra groups forming within subdivisions, especially in the furry fandom, it gets hard to keep up. But that's putting it mildly. I was born into a household that allowed me to grow up the way I wanted, to live my life my way. Sure, my parents had their own political beliefs, but they never forced them on me. At most, they just let me know where they stood. Now I've had access to a computer since I was about 9 years old. It was my father's older computer, and my sister and I had to share it. We installed the newest, hottest OS on it, Windows XP, and even got an internet connection going. One might think that granting a child this young unlimited access to the internet without any parental control tabs would have been a very bad idea. And in hindsight, my parents were putting a lot of faith in my sister in me. That said, the majority of our time was spent on flash game websites and listening to music because Windows XP came with that cool media player. It was during that time, I suppose, that I was introduced to the furry community. I was 11 when I fully realized that the furry community existed. And at first, I was watching it from afar. Then I was about 13 when I started to interact. Never had I seen such a tightly knit community of love and friendship. I suppose the earliest seeds of my political values were being sown there, because they just made sense to me. These were very colourful, very free-living, very, very homosexual.
Emphasis on the very.
Then I started meeting new people through the internet at about 15 to 16 years old, people with different opinions and values, and those opinions also made sense to me. It gave me the clarity of thought that a lot of things made sense and a lot of things didn't, and the things that make sense still fight with each other, and that didn't quite click with me. Why be mean to each other like that? Fast forward to me turning 20 a couple of years back. It is now the time where people have begun becoming more rabid, more one side or the other, and being very militant about it. It was at this time I discovered the Furry Raiders, a group that advertises itself as, quote-unquote, a group focused on bringing the furry community together rather than it being torn apart by political agendas. That is true. How could I refuse? It was exactly what I've been looking for. People like me, so confused by how politics have ruined people's perceptions and values and basic moral code. My troubles only increased. Due to my affliction with this group, people have begun abandoning me, shunning me, and telling others to stay away or shame me for what they think I believe, for what they think I want. Truth is, at this point, I don't even know anymore. My values are all over the place, my opinions garbled, messed up. I know who I am, but I no longer know what I want and how I would like it. I've been bombarded so much by political warfare within the furry community that the only winning move is became not playing at all. I no longer know what I stand for, and frankly, I hate it. That was for posterity for the audio version also as well. So, yeah.
That's quite a statement.
Yes. It is quite sad, just like, you know, how things which shouldn't be politicized have been politicized.
Well,
but the thing is, though, and the thing is, though, it's like my advice to a lot of members in this group is that you need to calm down on the politics, man, because this group is about being a furry, not about politics. Like, you know, I'm fed up with seeing, like, you know, people going on about politics this, politics that, fucking politics tribalism. Like, you know, no, stop being tribalistic. This is a furry group, not a political group.
I mean,
it's a furry group first.
Yeah, politics really should not be front and center in your lives. And if you do,
exactly.
There are groups that exist for that very purpose, if that's more of your
exactly. There is furry groups in the fandom which are politicized, like, you know, like Xanadu or the Civil Furs. Those groups, those are political groups. Like, honestly, this may sound harsh, but if you want to be political in the Furry Raiders, just go to another group, which is a political furry group.
I mean, the thing is, we're not going to ban on, you know, from talking about politics. We're okay with it.
We're not going to ban it. But I would like to see more diversity of thought in a group. Like, just discussing about other things rather than politics this and politics that.
But yeah. Anyway, to answer kind of Red's query about, I think this is going to take a bit of time to find out exactly what you need, you know, what exactly you stand for, what you believe in. Like, nothing is ever this easy. And there's definitely a lot of, like, push and pull with opinions there, so.
Yeah, it's strange. But, I mean, it's strange, it's strange how politics really has, like, infiltrated our fandom. And this really only started happening in, like, 2015 or so, where it got really bad, right before the election.
It actually, Candycorn.
Yeah.
For me, it actually started 2017.
Well, it goes a bit earlier than that, but at the end of the day,
within the past couple of years, it's gotten pretty bad. You know,
what I think happened is one side lost the election, and that one particular side became radicalized.
They did.
And the thing is, though, seeing this radicalization. It's very similar to see, like, you know, how it's similar to how extremist Islamist groups became radicalized.
It's kind of a similar here in their position, but also there's
now,
just this little position.
I'm not gonna, you know, obviously, like, lie about this. I would say for the most part, the vast majority of members in the Furry Raiders do tend to be politically right leaning. And I'm thinking the reason for that is because the vast majority of our fandom has become so damn SJW that they, you know, they hate our opinions and they force us to, you know, they ostracize us constantly.
And that's also to the point where in his statement too, like, you know, you've been smeared, you've been, you know, people disassociate with you.
Exactly. And, you know, they call anyone who's, you know, not a socialist basically a Nazi.
I mean, we're, look, the thing is, we're happy. We're more than happy to actually come in there and, you know, and mentor you. And we're basically going to.
Do you know the ironic thing is, though? Yeah. Is that these socialists have more in common with Nazis than they do with conservatives?
The mob action is pretty much where it's taken.
That is the honest truth.
Yeah, well, that these people, is national socialism, of course,
they are ignorant of political belief and they're ignorant of history. I studied history, and believe you me, the National Socialists, they are totalitarian left, like communists. Like fascists, they all belong to the same group, which is called the totalitarian left. They are not right wing by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
They wanted mass social programs. Like the National Socialists wanted social programs, like within, like, you know, industrial, like, you know, complexes. Like, that's why their ideology relied on the war economy.
Ryan, we're getting a little off track here. But in essence, yes. I think that's pretty much where we stand on that preface, though. Like, I mean, if you ever feel like you're not in the best of moods, do come to us, like we the admins, and we'll be more than happy to kind of help you out and set you on kind of back on track in discovering yourself as well. But I think it's high time we started on the program now. That took a bit longer than I would have liked in that statement. I should have read that beforehand, like in my voice. I really should have. All right, let's begin. Here it is. The first ever image of a black hole.
Oh my god, guys. How cool is this? After 100 years since Einstein predicted these things, we have a picture of one. And it looks like the Eye of Sauron. And it's awesome.
That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. They actually made a meme or something about that, where they put the black hole
on one side and then on the other. While we're stopping here, I'm going to show a few crazily good black hole memes while we're at it, because that thing.
Watch this.
That line came at the right time for the right meme.
There actually was a meme about that.
So we're reviewing memes of this now.
Well, briefly, but at the same token, we'll talk about the black hole because here's the next meme.
All right. Best let a meme review a meme. Oh god. Oh boy. Little Joe got himself in trouble.
So timely as well.
And it's so 10 out of 10.
Welcome to meme review.
What a meme review with
Black Hole meme is this.
Oh god.
Oh, can
the alternate a guinea pig?
Hey, can the alternate caption of this be RTX off and RTX on?
Yep. Oh,
this sounds about right.
Oh god.
Manga, anime, Netflix adaptation. Yep. Pretty much.
Someone said it looks like Bowser's butthole.
Oh god.
What will Nintendo think of this?
It looks more like the butthole of Dutch Vandalin.
Why is everyone obsessed with Dutch's butthole? I mean, come on.
Just because he has the plan, damn it. He has a goddamn plan.
Just because he has a plan doesn't mean he shaves the butt, you idiot.
This picture has only been out for a few days.
Yeah.
Wait,
my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one on Twitter where the furry decided to say something about his butt, and it's like, what the hell? Did I just walk into?
Is this literally the addition of, like, buttholes and
Oh, please no.
No. But yeah, at the end of the day,
it has to be a fox butthole, probably.
Oh. It was the fox who said it, by the way.
Why am I not fake. Surprised? Why am I not surprised?
Dang horny critters.
Can we like get back to the science though? I mean, this is like really crazy. Like
it this yes.
This is incredible. 55
you
million.
You'll be thankful that y'all have the technology now to see stuff like that.
Yeah, now we do. Yeah. This is the first one ever.
It's like we spend like a 100 years, like, you know, based upon like this theory. This theory within advanced physics. Like, what happens is that you get a stupid bunch of apes who think, like, you know, oh, you just make a funny meme out of this. Yeah. That basically sums up, like, you know, the world at the moment. Like, you know,
but, yeah.
We like, see, like, an image of a black hole.
And now, instead of like celebrating the science behind all of it, like most people normally would, like
we just make stupid memes out of it.
Well, this picture is going to be in history books for the next century. You know, the first ever image of a black hole. Like, it's going to be. This is a very historic image.
I mean, look. If you trip, can, how much money could you actually make out of it if this was printed on all the? If that picture alone was printed on all these textbooks.
You can make a lot of money.
It depends if you own the rights to the universe.
Yeah.
I mean, on a side note, though, one textbook unironically says like this image was memed to hell and back into.
Oh well, that's probably going to be college textbooks or something like from community colleges. Far right tried to make a meme out of science. Sorry.
Unfortunately, though, there are some not so kind of desirable news because you know what the news has basically been lapping up on is that they're worshipping a female scientist as the figurehead of this, but not Andrew, though. He apparently, people said that Andrew was the man who wrote 850,000 lines of code that generated the image.
Yeah.
850,000 lines out of the 900,000 that they used.
Right. And but Katie... This was
I mean, this is a team effort, though. I mean, remember, it took 200 scientists over several years to do this. But, of course, you know, this one 29-year-old woman is like, for some reason, they're giving her most of the credit. I'm not really sure why.
And apparently...
It's because of female privilege.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And on that little side note, too, all she wrote was like 2,400 lines of code, which
honestly, she needs the hashtag learn to code.
Here's the thing, though. You know, give her credit where credit's due. She's one of the 200 scientists that worked on this. Okay, that's great.
But don't shine the spotlight and take away from the team.
Yeah. But it was a team effort. It wasn't just her. I'm not really sure
you can't really blame her because it's not her fault that she's been focused upon. It's the media's fault for focusing upon her because she's a woman, because of the rampant identity politics within the media itself.
But here's where the next kicker is, though. People are basically giving Andrew, you know, all this. Keeping all this because he contributed the most work or whatsoever have you, but at the same token, you know what's also happening?
Well,
unfortunately, Andrew himself is basically, do you think he's going to use the gay card like this to kind of advance things, you know, because he said he himself is gay? Which should not be anything, like, in a professional environment, you shouldn't probably flaunt this card.
Yeah, and here... And
honestly, who gives a shit?
Or who cares if you're a whammon? You know, whatever. As long as you're a scientist, like...
And you can
a gay man broke the Enigma code.
Yeah. Yeah, good for
you. Yeah, like Turin. The gay man Turin. He broke the Enigma code. Like, you know, with the help of, like, this... this team of women, and it's like,
yeah, but But it had nothing to do with him being gay. It was because he was smart.
Yeah, exactly. It had nothing to do with his sexuality. It was due to the fact that he was a genius. Yeah, like, why would you take away from your genius just to focus on your sexuality?
Because it shows my identity.
It shows that identity politics is toxic.
It really is.
It is toxic ideology. Nasty ideology.
Yeah, well, like, it takes away from individual achievements.
It's like you had a pride parade shut down in Edmonton because of identity politics. Dude.
Yeah, that's true. But
and basically a lot of infighting and I think like backstabbing or something, but mostly infighting.
But to get back on a little bit of track though, that's just really one side of the whole. But you know what just to get back on track, what kind of ramifications that will this mean for like this, do you think, for science going for astrophysics going forward?
Well, we know
it will give us a greater understanding on how a black hole functions.
Yeah,
and the fact that our theoretical models of a black hole were correct.
Like, yeah, you also know that on a little side note, was it coincidental or not coincidental that it happened during Einstein's a century or so after Einstein's proposed this theory?
Yes.
That is a coincidence right there.
Surely not.
So guys, in order to get this picture, what they had to do was put telescopes all over one side of the entire planet in remote regions and use it as one massive telescope to get this.
In essence, though, what I'm going to guess is that they literally also transposed each of them to and superimposed whatever it is. And I wish I was more versed on this to kind of create something a little bit more, you know, clearer.
Yeah.
I mean, this is more clear than I thought it would be. It really is. Like, I thought it would just be.
The thing is, with black holes, the only real thing that you could, like, you know, take a photo of is the light, which has been, like, you know, trapped by the black hole, rather than black hole itself.
Yeah, the accretion disk, which is pointing perpendicular to Earth. So the accretion disk is when gas swirls around the black hole and swells to, like, millions of degrees and is sucked in.
Yeah, the thing is, though, which I find funny, is how accurate the model they used in the movie Interstellar actually is.
Yeah, that's spooky. I mean, they were blaming it on.
I think there was a scientist that helped him out with that. And on their own, I don't think they would have come up with that stuff.
But ultimately, at the end of the day, there at least now things may just change going forward. If you really were going to go produce a black hole with what we now know, it looks like, instead of just plain alien. Yeah.
This is pretty cool because every single image we've ever seen of a black hole before this was either CGI or an artist's rendition of it. Every single one. Except this one. So this is pretty wild.
Okay, here's a little funny live comment. Crystal Abra asks, now all we have to do is start shooting our toxic waste into it.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Let's go bring out, like, you know,
that actually kind of gave me an idea. You know, there was a video on YouTube about how to harness energy from a black hole, and it basically has enough to power the entire planet, and even star shuttles to go really far into space and back.
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
I mean, if something like that in a black hole, like, most of the time, like, it's always portrayed as you basically, if you ever venture into one of them, you literally wipe from existence. So, but as for toxic waste, I mean, sure, if somebody wants to go and build, like, you know, trash compactor into space and, like, shoot it into a black hole, just make sure you survive.
Make sure you hit the black hole.
Yeah, that too.
There's one in the center of our galaxy.
Yes, there is. It's called Sagittarius A star.
Yeah, the thing is, though,
God damn it,
don't put too much mass in it, because if you put mass in the black hole, it's the black hole itself increases in mass, so it grows bigger.
Do you know how large
the entire
solar system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's like you have to be careful of black holes, because the more mass you add to a black hole, the bigger it gets.
So, in that sense, you don't freaking throw all your waste into it. No, you're literally death by rubbish. Death by rubbish.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of where we're at. There. So, the next item on our program. Well, now here we go. Superheroes should be portrayed as fat and out of shape to reduce disorders, according to bulimia.com.
Oh, give me a break. They were drawn all tough and stuff because that's what it was back in the day.
Well, it's because it's supposed to be the ideal heroic, strong...
Okay.
My head hurts now.
My head was hurting earlier than this.
I mean, if you think that's kind of bad, you should probably see what these pictures did to it to make your head hurt.
Well, though, the reason my head hurts is because I kept slamming a book against my head from hearing the stupidity of the fact that people are actually thinking this is going to prevent a disorder.
Exactly.
I had to see if I was dreaming or not.
No.
Like, who actually gets offended by this, too? Like, are you offended? What?
Take a guess.
The thing is, they think this is a website dedicated to bulimia, a resource website, and to suggest that this thing is going to reduce it? No.
Honestly, do you know the problem is, though? The problem is that we have too many fake psychologists who don't have a clue what they're saying. They're obvious scam artists. And promoting, actual, eating disorders is a bad idea.
And they said, and they claim that this is going to, that, this is in touch with the bottom, with the average American who, according to bulimia.com, 33%.
If the average American is like that, America has a massive problem.
All right. And obesity. here's what they would look like as an average American. All right.
We do have a problem here we go. Obesity, by the way.
Left. The ideal Catwoman. Right, the average American Catwoman.
Okay, first of all, let me make a comment. Let me make a comment here. Number one, notice the villain or the people beaten up. They don't get this treatment, so that shows the favoritism there. Secondly, really, you have to look hard to sometimes notice some of these things. Like, it took me a while to actually see it. I mean, even then, with this model, if you're trying to do this to reduce bulimia. Some people may say this is not enough. That's still skinny. They still feel insecure about that. And therefore, still bulimia exists.
Well, you're right, actually. I mean, this particular image does not look as bad as some of the other ones we're going to look at.
Okay, here's the next one.
Iron Man. Right. Have you seen Iron Man?
Good Black. Lord. Black Cat. Okay, wow. The sex appeal in this thing is, well.
Or this one.
I mean, some people could say that's what they call the term that thick with the two C's. Like, even
that's not the right way of going about it. That's not the right way of going about the thick deal.
Well, I mean, to me, again, I don't see where most of the designs there, like, notice the neck area, if you will.
Yeah.
The difference is that they just shade over it with the color of the skin to remove, say, things like neckline. So really, you aren't doing much except just covering up some stuff. So you're not... Arms ain't even changed that much either. I mean...
Yeah, look at the waist, though.
The waist is the only thing as well as... And this is where definitely some of the people would get offended. The butt's a little bigger, too.
But why are they offended? What's to be offended by? It's supposed to look, you know, sexy and, you know, interesting.
Like feminine and graceful, curvaceous, yes.
Like, this generation just gets offended easily because of the fact that it's not... we're basically in an era where the SJWs want to basically control everything.
Right. But now, here's the next one, though.
This one might actually get me
triggered. No.
Oh. Okay, that's definitely obvious.
Wait a minute. Oh, no.
Why then? Again, here's a favoritism here. Why her, but yet not Colossus back there?
Did you realize they shrank her boobs in the second one?
Yeah, a little bit.
They're smaller. When you gain weight, you don't lose boobage. You gain the boobage.
That's not realistic. Hence the whole problem is here.
And my question is, why does it have to look realistic? What, like, are people triggered to the point
if this is appealing to the modern American, then they have clearly lost touch with what the modern American looks like.
It really isn't, though. Like, you don't want to show a fat superhero. You want to show them, you know, looking strong and healthy and athletic, you know, because they're out saving the day. Like,
I'd rather hear about superheroes that look fit and shit rather than Man of Steel.
Yeah, this isn't as bad as I thought it would be, but if you saw what they did to some of the men, good lord.
Yeah. Oh,
next one.
Oh my goodness.
Rogue.
I don't really notice that much.
Okay, now they just
To me, it's kind of there with the belly, but at the same time, I mean,
no thigh
again. This is,
the first one, Power Girl. Again with the boobage. They just
look at that.
It's not really a bot. Like, you can't notice that much with the waist thing, but the boobs is where like the main part of that goes about. Where you notice
But realistically, her boobs would be bigger.
They basically just removed all the detailing to it as well, for one.
Exactly.
Why are they doing this?
Because they hate women. That's why.
They want to redefine standards of beauty, too. That's that. Jeez. All right, next one. Black Widow. And again, as you also have noticed, none of these villains got the same treatment as well.
I would have given the villains the same treatment if I were them.
But that's the thing. Colossus, the one from earlier, wasn't a villain. It was a hero. And you'll notice one thing that does get changed that is interesting. But with this, is just, wow.
Are they trying to suggest?
What are they going to do with Iron Man this time?
Now the men.
This is the bad one.
Men are getting this.
He looks like he's wearing a t-shirt.
Honestly, though, here's what I'd say is that I've seen Iron Man like this before, like in the very early stages, because again, there was not much done to detail on it. So pretty much, they just let's just go back to stage one. With Iron Man,
but tell me, 50s or 40s, who looks like a hero? The one on the left or the one on the right?
They got rid of the muscular detailing, and
what is this? Who is this helping?
They got rid of the muscular detailing, and it looks like he's wearing a jumpsuit.
Yeah, and I think so. It looks like Iron Man if he is middle-aged. He looks like middle-aged Iron Man.
Who says he looks like a soy
with a beer belly.
Yes! Well,
with a beer belly, too. What the heck is... come on, what is this?
Yeah. So, who's ready for the next one?
Oh, God. I'm not ready for anything anymore.
Oh, Flap Man.
No! Come on!
Did they suck
all the testosterone out of him? I mean, what in the world?
Here's the thing. It doesn't even look like it's an adult. It looks like anyone remember saw that old live action movie that they did? It was like basically just like almost like a teenager that did it. That's what we're looking at, is like a kid that's going around in cosplay. Like a kid,
but I didn't say it was a teenager.
Well, oh my Captain America, he's a cabin boy America.
Yeah, he's literally gone to a manlet. That's yeah.
God. No. This is so stupid.
All right, we'll go for one more and then we'll get back to the discussion.
Technically.
Batman and Poison Ivy.
No.
Oh, it's Fat Mac.
Because then, look, this is the only time out of everything we see that the male actually gets treated.
And the female, too, gets the treatment, too. Poison Ivy, just no, her figure is, that figure in that one is shot.
God, honestly, they look so middle-aged, man.
You can see it like the ripples of fat in her. Why do they do it like that? What happened to her kneecap? And what happened to
The kneecap looks the same in the other one. It's just, they both look like they got a little cut off. Here's the thing, though. If you also wanted to do that, notice the chin.
The left
chin of Batman is, you know, broad and looks a little, you know, like square almost. They just like cut that out and just made basically the head skinny for the other Batman. If you wanted to be realistic, you would have kept that chin.
Yeah, chiseled and all that.
Exactly.
But of course not, because toxic masculinity. Right?
Who the hell and here's what bulimia.com had to say about this. Let me read this.
So this is bulimia.
Yeah. The extreme body shapes of the originals come from the fictional universe in which these reside, and as widespread as these images may be, this certainly isn't something that any real person could hope to achieve safely. Oh my goodness.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I've seen
bodybuilders and athletes who have like similar bodies to these superheroes.
Yeah, and also another thing, they're all superhuman. Some of them are freaking aliens. Like they're not even supposed to be human. It's a fantasy world, you know. Oh my god, they're extra strong. That's how you show it, you know, artistically.
It's a power fantasy.
Huh, what's happening?
It's like someone watched the first few episodes of One Punch Man and took Saitama's routine regiment to be something literal and a mantra to live by, and thinking that it's possible to do like all that stuff and have the same kind of figure and power that Saitama has in One Punch Man.
I'm not the most muscular guy in the world, but when I look at superheroes like this, I don't feel jealous or saddened or depressed or offended or anything like that. Like, who actually takes that seriously?
The thing is, though, it's like getting a character like a Master Chief and making him fat. It just doesn't make any sense.
Speaking of other little things in the comment section, there's another comment too. It's a suit of armor. What does armor have to do with body fat? Like, you saw
exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If anything, like the armor, Tony Stark is like Batman, rich, and so he could make a suit that just simply reduces all of that and makes it have that whole appearance thing, and then boom.
Yeah, but it doesn't make him look like a soy boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So that's it. All it does, we could still have a real.
It looks like someone put Iron Man in a.
At the end of the day, though, who does Volumia really think they're freaking fooling around? If
the thing is, though, from the sounds of it, bulimia.com, if they're focused on this, they are just a scam.
So shit meme dank post just says, reminds me of Mermaid Man. You know, like that old fat guy from SpongeBob? That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Bubble Bath. His name was Bubble Bath at first. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, Mermaid Man, was, Barnacle Boy.
Yeah, Barnacle Boy.
Yeah, but there's a lot of like, you know, ramifications on this too. Like, you got to remember, you know, this superhero stuff appeals to younger people, and if this is literally gonna, if they want to look at these things and, you know, ruin their lives by reading the fat versions on the cover, nope.
They must have type 1 diabetes.
I mean, look,
maybe they're promoting it apparently.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, what is the next topic of the day?
All right, next one of the day.
I think we've discussed this.
It's feuds, isn't it? Yes, it is.
PewDiePie.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's PewDiePie versus T-Series.
Oh, yeah, T-Series.
India have decided to take PewDiePie to court based on the tracks Congratulations and Bitch Lasagna.
Right.
What sort of world are we living in?
Okay, PewDiePie apparently having to remove his shit.
Hey, I mean, look.
I think T-Series is jealous because PewDiePie was more famous than he was. But
I mean, back when Congratulations was released, the gap was about 400,000. Now it's shrunk. And I'm like, okay, whatever. But you know what? Can I just say, if T-Series want to go back to their roots, they should probably they should sell a pirated version of PewDiePie's songs.
Yeah.
Which is pretty funny because T-Series is right now under investigation for doing something just like that. Interesting. Yeah, selling
pirates. That sounds like Discord.
What a bitch lasagna.
I know. And it's funnier, too. Like, the government thinks that they have jurisdiction over a guy in Sweden on YouTube. I don't think so.
He is from Sweden, but he lives in Britain at the moment.
Your economy.
PewDiePie lives in Britain, but he's Swedish, but he lives in Britain at the moment.
He lives in Brighton.
Still, India's got no power over that.
Exactly. I mean,
and not even the real Indians are taking T-Series aside. Like the people from
India are smart enough to.
And think about it, though. Why does he want to remove a diss track? Because it makes his poor little feelings sad? Oh, no. Like, who cares?
I mean, look.
I think it's just because of jealousy, all this crap.
You know what? I noticed that T-Series made their own diss tracks in retribution, you know, as a jab against Pewds, but...
Oh, yeah.
I just don't know. What sort of track have they up against, like, you know, sort of Pewds? Is it the one that just goes Tanook Nook Tanook Nook Tanook Nook Nook Yada Da?
Also, don't forget to subscribe to PewDiePie.
Well, it's not just India that's doing this. There's a lot of, like, the mainstream media doesn't like PewDiePie because, like, the guy speaks his mind and stuff, and they're calling him a, you know, you guessed it, a fucking white supremacist and a Nazi and a bigot and all that nonsense. And they're trying to get him.
Here's the laughing part about it. They basically call PewDiePie a Nazi, but excuse me, what they're doing is Nazi-like behavior.
Yeah.
Hey, like, hey, by the way, Joel,
creators.
Have a look at this. It'll make you laugh. I post it in Telegram.
Alright, I'm going to... Oh my goodness. Yeah, I just saw a freaking... I was just sent a picture, well, a tweet by Peter from ages ago. It says, the sexualization of cat girls in Japanese anime is promoting animal abuse and enabling of animal rape.
What?
Can you show that to us in here and then send it
me? I'll show it to you. But yeah, that was ages ago. And oh my goodness. Hey, how can I just ask performed? Is this something that will get you laughed out of an anime convention?
Hold up, let me look at this.
Oh hell yeah.
Because I'm gonna do this as Arthur and myself.
Okay, give me a second.
The sexualization of cat girls in Japanese anime is promoting animal abuse and enabling animal rape. I'm gonna make sure to mention this when I go to the cons, because here's the thing. No, because there's no fur on these things. There's just the cat ears and the cat tail. There's nothing other than this. You'd have to be ridiculous, which again, this is no surprise. This is from PETA. But to also put it, I say the person who wrote this really needs to get down and have a talk with Jesus and needs to start giving us some money, because only idiots that make this kind of stuff need to give us money. So
hey,
I ask, where's
Arthur,
our money?
Wouldn't you be freaked out at the concept of a cat girl in the first place?
Well, I would be kind of freaked out by that.
I seriously would pay $500 to see the job. kick down Peter's door and be the queen.
I want to be a catkill.
Sure you do.
Right.
Well, what is going on over there?
I don't really understand that 100%.
No one.
Really
sure,
but speaking of, like, if we're gonna find a little bit of an oddball things, there was. Oh my goodness! Speaking of things like crazy stuff, like, again, have you seen how somebody like brought a license plate and was forbidden to it because of a slogan of his, you know, of his soccer team's motto?
What is this license plate?
All right, yeah. Is this guy basically got a license plate who said that's a four-letter thing that says, which would translate to, "Come on, you whites."
Okay.
Yeah, and
what a fucking Kang.
No. This was literally, you know, this was basically a soccer, a football fan, a soccer fan, if you, in simple terms. I got the link now. And you know who? There we go.
Oh, I see. He referred to the football fans themselves as whites, not as white people. Ah, I see. I see what he's doing there, yeah.
Yeah. Like, look at this. He just says COYW. He wanted that on his license plate, and then, you know what? And then California be like, nope.
That mascot needs a better fursuit, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right, so, "Come on, you whites" had racist connotations. You know, I'm actually not upset about this, because if it says, "Come on, you something else," you know, at least they're recognizing, you know, that racism against white people exists. So that's pretty interesting.
Like, I mean, look, if you basically said, you know what the politically correct row is, they also said, like, Redskins, they wanted to remove that name out of that team.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, by
the
way, did you know that somebody in a Scottish university got charged for a hate crime because he said "fuck the English"? But the thing is, though, he was quoting the movie Trainspotting.
Wow!
What?
How is that possible?
And back to the whole PewDiePie thing. He's never done anything like remotely racist or offensive. I'm pretty sure he said the N-word like once, out of like frustration or whatever from playing a game, and they're like, "Oh, that's it. He's a Nazi. Game over, guys." And then he apologized and all that. But the thing is, they're trying to get rid of him like crazy. The mainstream media is attacking him. And guess what? He moved to DLive, a new website where you can stream there. And I think that's where the future is headed.
I mean, I don't know about DLive at the moment, though. I've seen that, like, maybe they may or may not
I know the news has been trying to get rid of PewDiePie because he's got more views than them, so they are jealous. Like, he has more views than we do. So they try to de-platform him. That's what I hear from a lot of people.
He makes YouTube so much money. He has over like 93 million subscribers.
Yeah, like, but at the same token,
I can't even imagine the amount of money that he makes.
The thing is, this is the thing which I'm on about. Professor investigated for hate crime for quoting Ian McGregor in Trainspotting.
What, was that in a movie?
Yes.
So what? They say bad words in movies all the time.
Yeah.
It's because it said "fuck the English" and it triggered Westminster.
Oh my god. You know,
unless you fuck Westminster. No. Yeah. We live in fucking clown land.
Yeah,
that's
clown
literally
world.
So real. It's not, it's just,
yeah, we live in clown world.
We really live
in clown world. So, in the last couple of whatever we've got left, we do have one last little thing, a little kind of topic to go through around. And that's literally been, you know, big on the news cycle, but, you know, some obviously have, you know, the mainstream news has basically gone hushed about it. Yeah, I'm talking about the arrest of Julian Assange.
Yeah.
Like,
That is a worrying precedent, because it shows that, like, you know, the government has power over the people. I mean, way too much power over the people.
Right.
And that, the like, thing you know, is, though, if you criticize the government, if you expose the activities that the government have made over the years, you are dead. That's basically what it portrays.
It also didn't help as well that, you know, Ecuador literally just, you know, sold their principles out for $4.2 billion.
Well, yeah, exactly. One of the reasons they did that is because the WikiLeaks released information about the Ecuadorian president implementing him in corruption scandals.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the Ecuadorian government.
So they made him disappear conveniently.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think
the arrest was illegal.
Yeah, I think the IMF is one of the most corrupt organizations on this planet.
It didn't help that, you know, that the current Ecuadorian president also just took it, you know, because he couldn't handle it. Yeah. Whatever it is, just to prop up his stinger. But
he's a cuck.
Yeah, at the end of the day, bro, this is just worrying on all accounts.
It's very worrying. You know why? Because Julian Assange, back in like 2009, 2010, he used to be a hero of the left because he exposed the Bush administration for all their fake, you know, WMDs and whatnot. And the left loved him because of freedom of speech. And now it's all backwards. Now they hate him because Trump praised WikiLeaks one time. Because, you know, Julian Assange, he exposes what's going on in the world, and WikiLeaks is only a publisher. That's the important thing to recognize. They don't hack anything; they just publish information they get from other people. So what he did is not illegal. It's like the news.
No.
But corrupt governments will be corrupt.
And it just so happens that they just were looking for an excuse to get rid of Assange.
Yeah,
that's right.
But either way, though, at least if there was one thing that you did see, that the protests, you know, protecting Assange would just made it that much better.
Yeah, this is definitely a blow to freedom of speech,
freedom,
and free press,
yeah.
It's
bad.
It's
now, my thought was that in the coming weeks or maybe months, Julian Assange is going to mysteriously die of a heart attack or something, so they'll say. I think they're going to try to kill him. I really do.
I mean, they're going to... The thing... But you know what? Yeah. They'll probably try and have him extradited to the US, and then whatever comes next. Who knows? Whatever will come next.
Ultimately, the saddest thing about it is that the president of the United States, he can't do anything about it.
Not really.
Because if he does do something about it, he's next.
Well, they didn't get Snowden yet. But he's still in exile.
Anyway.
Snowden's hiding in Russia. They can't get to him.
Yeah. Yeah, and another thing is, though, it's like I noticed that, like, you know, like Chelsea Manning basically sold him out.
Anyway, though, but that's kind of where it is. The new cycle on that is a bit developing at the moment, and I just wish, that Trump would have kind of acknowledged him and tried to put a good word more on Assange. But
the thing is, though, he needs to win next election. You see. And what presidents do in the United States is that they wait until their term is over before they pardon somebody.
Uh-huh. But, yeah. Anyway, hey, while we were kind of on the closing segments of the show, hey, Reform, did you have an idea that you want to put through fruition?
Yes, I would like a large Hawaiian pizza. I'm just kidding. Besides the one thing that I had once I got back from Louisiana, there would be the roast a Christian thing that I had brought up to you and Ave. Because I noticed at one point during the chat and the in the group that was being discussed, and my goodness, y'all know how to have a lively conversation. I will say that. So I figured, I don't know, something like that would have been definitely interesting to see occur, to have some kind of, you know, roast the Christian kind of thing. Because where I came from, that was like a common thing. Like there were even other Christians that hosted that roast a Christian. I did like barbecue a Christian because I'm from the South. You know, we like our barbecue. So if I'm getting roasted, I want to be done barbecue style.
Wow. But that's literally taking roasting one step too far. Props for the creativity, but.
Oh, it's juicy.
I don't know how I'd feel about eating, you know.
Here's one of the main questions, I'm sure. Well, as a Christian myself, I get this a lot. It's like, why do you hate the gays?
How we don't hate you? The gays.
God, you hate gay people. Yes, you do. Jesus hates gay people. That's what I'm sure you've heard it.
If we hated gays, why did we feed them whenever there was the blood transfusion being done? Chick-fil-A sent over the chicken that was delicious for free.
And speaking of Chick-fil-A, how would you see, you know, that one of the stores is basically getting surrounded by rainbow flags in San Jose?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. San Jose.
Those people are extremists.
But hey, mm-hmm. do they now not realize that that thing has now effectively become a hate symbol, the rainbow flag?
For fuck's sake.
Yes.
Of course, it's become a fucking name symbol. Jump and the mainstream media goes how high?
You know what? Do you remember the old adage too? Like 4chan actually did this before with the adage, "Every color has its place, an ethnic home for every race."
And
it worked. But you know what, though? One day, we may or may not have enough of the time for it, but one day we will basically put your idea to fruition because, you know, these little things that happen in chat, yeah.
All right, we got a great comment here from Toonie who says, rainbow flag equals clown world segregation. Oh, boy.
Wow, here's a couple of little things, too. Couple in the live comments. SDX Darkest, Jesus smokes gay people.
Wrong. To quote Trump, wrong.
Wrong. Anyway, next one.
Wrong.
What's got a husky? Jesus is going to get hella high off me.
Oh my God.
Well, they're already trying to get to me.
Like, you know, this is literally the segment, like, having a puff for Jesus. No, I kid.
They are already trying to tempt me. All I see is rainbow fried chicken, and now I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, I think we have come like to the end of time for the week, though. So, in all, though, I mean, have you guys got any kind of closing statements around about for? Kind of 3 weeks events and so forth.
Yeah. Body positivity used to mean a good thing. It used to mean like, you know, people who have like, you know, physical ailments of their body. But it does not represent obesity.
No.
And or heart disease.
No, no. It literally just means that you have to take care of yourself, indeed. Those days are gone. And now being, you know, taking care of yourself is literally against the status quo, taking good care of your own health. So, other than that, though, Avira?
Yes, well, this was a super awesome show. Hope to see you guys next week. And respect all the women.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, you'll never get a picture of NASA in the black hole, and that you know, We'll never get all these memes.
We gotta respect the whammons.
Reformed? Anything?
Oh, wait, hold up. Hold up a second.
Oh, of course.
Not me personally, but just remember to be out there. Yeah. Stay safe. And look for Lenny.
And remember. Decided to be a bitch.
Yikes, bad timing. And remember. Go ahead. You thought you...
Oh, yes. Just remember to make sure you get your mangoes directly from Tahiti. Right from me and Dutch. Make sure to do... do it before I pass away from the tuberculosis. Thank you.
Okay. I'll do that.
I will. Anyway, and any of you other guys, Sparky? Just anything to wrap up with?
We live in a clown world. That's all I gotta say.
No joking about that.
Agreed.
No joke. That's the end of that. But anyway, though, this has been us for this week. Hope you enjoyed listening to it as we did, you know, with the production, producing this for you quite often on a weekly basis. Don't forget, you can always find the audio version on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play Store, Stitcher, and we'll consider more platforms in the future. But the show is always here to stay, and more will be coming. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
And until then, this hopefully is us signing off. Farewell, and until next time.